Dear students, thank you very much for asking me to share my thoughts with you this evening. I miss Eretz Yisrael every day that I am here, and Yom HaZikaron is particularly difficult. 25,578. As the siren sounded this morning in the Beit Midrash and a few minutes ago here in the auditorium, I close my eyes and I'm standing in the Gruz Beit Midrash, looking out the window and watching the cars on the Begin Expressway slowing and stopping, their occupants getting out, standing, being part of the contemplation of an entire nation, contemplating the selflessness, the literal Mesiras Nefesh, the loss, 25,578. But in addition to standing at the siren, every Yom HaZikaron I meet my wife at 5 p.m. at Har Herzl, and we walk together. It would be very meaningful for me to walk with you now through the rows of monuments. It's late afternoon in Yerushalayim. There is a breeze through the trees. Although it's still day, the sun is hidden behind Hare Yehuda. It's pretty quiet. Most people have left. The schools, the students, tourists. But there are still individuals sitting or standing by the graves. Mothers, wives, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters. I heard from Rav Nevinsal Shlita that the students of the Kol Torah Yeshiva once approached their Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, to ask permission to travel up north to Davin al Kivrei Tzadikim, Tzfat and Amuka. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach responded that it's certainly a meaningful activity, but why spend hours traveling north? Go across the street to Har Herzl. There are hundreds, thousands of Kivrei Tzadikim. And so, we walk through the Kivrei Tzadikim, and we come to one of the oldest sections. We walk up the hill, and there on the left, we stop by the graves of two brothers who were Holocaust survivors, who came to Eretz Yisrael to build their lives, to establish their families. They were in their early 20s. Both were killed in Melchemet HaShichrur. One in the convoy going up to Har HaTzofim, and the other on the road to Eilat down south near the Egyptian border. They never had a chance to get married. They're my wife's cousins, so we stop and say Yekel Malei Rachamim. And we keep walking, and we get to the section of the Six-Day War, Tufshin Kufzayin, are the dates on the monuments. My wife, then 17, was a senior in Chorev High School for Girls. Her class was sent to sleep in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, the old Shaarei Tzedek, on Rehov Yafo, to fill sandbags and put them in the windows, and to help the nursing staff. After the war, she returned to school to hear that all of her madrichim in the Ezra youth movement died in the Battle of Givat HaTachmoshet, as did a good part of their brigade, Chativat Yerushalayim, Hashem Yikom Damam. They're buried here. We continue to walk. The dates of the Matzevot are now Tishrei Tufshin Lamed Gimel, the Yom Kippur War. I had already made Aliyah. I was teaching in BMT, and our Israeli Madrich, Sariel Birnbaum, ran out on Yom Kippur when he heard the sirens. He ran out to join his unit. He never returned. I went with our students to be Menachem, his parents, and his grandparents. We continue our walk. Now the Matzevot have the date of Tufshin Nimbet, the first Lebanon War. By that time I was already in the army, in the reserves. We sat in a command car near our base in Yafo with Uzis, in uniform. Rabbi Hunstein was in the command car, other rabbanim in the chaplaincy unit, we were being sent to Lebanon to give chizuk to the soldiers. And all of a sudden, I was called off. I was asked to return my gun. I received Madei Aleph, a sparkling new uniform. And I was sent to Har HaTzofim, to Hadassah Har HaTzofim, to the orthopedic unit. There were too many casualties for Rambam Hospital in Haifa in the north to handle. So they were helicoptering them to Yerushalayim. They needed a chaplain. Not all of them survived. I don't remember their names, but they're buried here. Here's a name I do remember from that war. It's the grave of Shlomo Alman, the son of Professor Yisrael Alman. The story of the Nichum Avelim by Professor Alman's Rosh HaYeshiva, Rav Gustman Zatzal, has been written up beautifully by a Musmach of our yeshiva, Bari Khan. But I heard it from the fellow who drove Rav Gustman, from Rav Benny Eisner Zatzal. You can picture the Shiva house. Father, mother, brothers, a widow. He was married, a son. And Rav Gustman comes in straight from the Levaya and asks to sit next to Professor Alman. He sits and he tells him, you know I have a daughter. But not everyone knows. Most people aren't aware that I had a son as well, Meir. As my wife and my daughter and I fled in the forest, he was murdered by the Nazis. He's now in heaven, welcoming your Shlomo. He's part of a minyan of Kedoshim in heaven who daven together, and they're asking your son Shlomo to be the Shliach Tzibur. You see, my son Meir, he died al Kiddush Hashem, but he didn't save any Jews with his death. But your son, Shlomo, he died al Kiddush Hashem while defending the Jewish people, so he'll be the Shliach Tzibur. Rav Gustman continued, is it okay if I sit with you for a while? I never had the ability to sit Shiva for my son. Professor Alman raised his head, looked at him, and said, I never thought that anyone could comfort me. But Rebbe, you've comforted me. We're probably tired now from walking, so let's sit down for a minute by the grave of Nachshon Waxman. The date, Tavshin Nunhei, 1994. Nachshon's mother, Esther, and I are the same age. Although she was born in a DP camp in Europe, we both grew up in the Bronx. I went to YU, and Esther went to Stern. We both made Aliyah. We both married Israelis. B'li Ayin Hara, Esther had 7 sons with her husband Yehuda. The first 2 sons were named for her grandparents, who were murdered in the Shoah. The 3rd son was born on Shvi'i Shel Pesach. He was named Nachshon, after Nachshon ben Aminadav, who jumped first into Yam Suf. The story of Nachshon you'll hear later from Emily, who will tell it from Esther's perspective. Let's continue now our walk. We're getting to Tavshin Samach Vav, only 7 years ago, the 2nd Lebanese War. Here, over here on the side, is the Matseva of Roi Klein, the soldier who threw himself on a grenade to save his fellow soldiers, saying with tremendous kavana, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The sun is setting, it's getting late. I have to get back to Gruz for Ma'ariv, Yom Ha'atzma'ut, but there's a new section. It says over here on this grave, Neherag Ba'aza, B'mivtza Oferet Yitzuka. On that grave, Neherag Ba'aza, B'mivtza Amud Anan, the casualties of the wars in the south. Let's just stop at one grave. The first grave of this series, the first Jewish soldier to be killed in Aza in Mivtza Oferet Yitzuka, Rav Seren Staff Sergeant Dvir Immanuelov, 22 years old, from Yerushalayim, Givat Ze'ev. He didn't have to join a combat unit. His father had passed away when he was a youngster. He was a Yatom Me'av. Also, he was the only son. In Israel, only sons aren't drafted to combat units. He had to volunteer. Even if after he was in the combat unit, he didn't have to fight. He was in an officer's training course. But again, he volunteered. In the Shiva house, his mother explained that he volunteered because he had gone to high school in the Tivot. He wanted to do what he could to stop the Kasamim, to stop the missiles. And so his mother sat with his three sisters. We still have 25,570 more graves. That's 25,570 more stories. One after another, Gvura, such courage. Where does it come from? We're talking about young people your age. I think the answer is Hashem Oz L'Amo Yitein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the potential. He gave us part of himself, part of his Oz, part of his courage. Ki Tiferes Uzamo Ata. But on one condition, he only gave it to those Hashem owes l'amo yitein. A Jew has to feel part of Amo. He has to feel connected to Klal Yisrael. He has to feel part of that which is larger than himself. He has to internalize that feeling. He has to define himself in that manner. Hashem owes l'amo yitein. These are the soldiers who are here on Har Herzl. Let's daven together during the waning minutes of this Yom HaZikaron that Bimheira, soon, quickly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill the promise that concludes the Pasuk. Hashem oz l'amo yitein, Hashem yivarech et amo v'shalom.